In compliance with those orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to the legislative process. We are holding our hearing here in the Capitol. I asked all members of the committee to be present in the chamber so we can establish our quorum and begin our hearing. To allow the public access, we have admitted members of the public in the hearing rooms to the extent that social distancing requirements allow, and will be using a teleconference service for those individuals who wish to testify today. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website. It will be displayed on the screen, and I will announce it now. Today's participant number is 844-291-4185, and the access code is 466-3968. For detailed instructions on how the teleconference system works, please refer to the Senate and or committee website. When we move to public comments, you will be prompted by a moderator to dial and then press zero. To dial one, then press zero for support and opposition. Press this only one time and wait patiently for the operator to assign you a line number. This can be a short wait. Once you receive your line number, you will wait in the queue for the moderator to call your line number. At that time, you will be unmuted and you are now ready to address the committee. Please note that in order for us to hear you clearly and avoid acoustic feedback, you must mute the device you are watching the hearing in prior to giving testimony over the phone. It is important that we hear from you. Thank you for your patience. I will maintain decorum during the hearing as is customary. Anyone who is disrupted may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connections muted. We have two bills on today's agenda, one of which is proposed for consent. Before we begin, let's establish a quorum. Mr. Consultant, please call the roll.
Rubio?
Present.
Rubio present. Jones? Jones here. Archuleta? Archuleta here. Bates? Bates here. Borges? Dodd? Dodd here. Glazer? Hueso? Hueso here. Hurtado? Melendez, Portantino, Portantino here, Roth.
A quorum has been established. First, we will take a vote on consent calendar. The consent calendar contains SB 1242, the committee's omnibus bill. Do I have a motion? Moved by Senator Jones. Consultant, please call the roll.
Rubio.
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Jones. Jones, aye. Archuleta. Archuleta, aye. Bates. Bates, aye. Borges. Dodd. Dodd, aye. Glazer. Hueso. Hueso, aye. Hurtado. Melendez. Portantino. Portantino, aye. Roth. Roth, aye. The bill has 8 votes.
We have 8 votes. The roll will remain open for absent members. At this time, I would like to invite Vice Chair Jones to preside as I will be presenting my bill, SB 1040. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, our only presentation today is SB 1040 by Chair Rubio. Just so that everybody on the committee knows, it has a support recommendation, and we will be, are you going to the back? Okay. We are going to allow Chair Rubio to now present her bill, and if our witnesses queuing up for this, if they can be ready, we're going to try to move this quickly. Thank you. Madam Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Vice Chair and members. I'm honored today to present SB 1040. When it comes to protecting consumers, I am always happy to collaborate with Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara, and I'm also thankful for the Department of Insurance for sponsoring this bill. I will start by stating that I will be accepting the committee's amendments that will ensure victims receive restitution prior to penalties being levied, and clarify that existing exemption for surplus line brokers remain. Members, I'm sure all of us have received these annoying phone calls, robocalls about car warranty insurance. We have been trying to reach you about your extended warranty. These calls are an attempt to lure unsuspecting victims and potentially scam them. This is illegal. Unfortunately, far too many of our vulnerable families fall victim to these types of scams that leave them financially devastated and without insurance. This bill allows the commissioner to order restitution on behalf of consumers who fall victim to fraud by unlicensed individuals. This bill empowers consumers to get their money back. Under existing law, an agent or broker in California must be licensed by the Department of Insurance. The department has the authority to revoke the license from any individual who harms a consumer or can otherwise sanction them for bad behavior. This bill would not change the process for licensed agents and brokers. The department will convene an administrative hearing, and if an individual is found to have violated the insurance code or applicable standards of conduct, the department can help consumers recover damages. The department will need to first sanction the individual either with a cease and desist order or monetary penalty. All of this is subject to judicial review. This bill is critically important to our consumers, has broad support and no opposition. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Rubio. We'll now move on to witnesses wanting to testify in support. We have two witnesses on the line to speak to us this morning. We're going to go first to Commissioner Ricardo Lara from the Department of Insurance and followed by Mr. Robert McHenry. Commissioner, are you on the line?
I am.
All right, you have the floor.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair Rubio and Vice Chair Jones and members of the committee. Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara here as a sponsor of SB 1040. I'd like to thank Senator Rubio for her leadership in authoring this very important consumer protection measure that would help make it easier for victims of insurance scams to recoup their losses and directly receive payment for illegal unlicensed insurance scam. As you heard, SB 1040 authorizes the insurance commissioner to order people who sell insurance to unsuspecting consumers without the necessary license to in turn pay restitution to their victims. My department has discovered numerous instances of insurance premium theft, embezzlement, and fraud by unlicensed insurance sellers who specifically target vulnerable communities such as our seniors, our immigrant communities, and historically underrepresented communities. In many cases, small businesses are left without insurance coverage, and business owners' livelihoods are put at risk. I'll give you a quick example. This year, an unlicensed seller of insurance was sentenced to 4 years in prison after being convicted of defrauding three victims out of their $1.4 million. The unlicensed seller also provided victims with fraudulent certificates of insurance, leading them to believe they actually had legitimate insurance. Today, I can order unlicensed insurance sellers to cease and desist and to pay up to $5,000 per day under current law, but I cannot order those unlicensed sellers to repay consumers for losses they suffered, such as direct premiums, misappropriated, and financial losses that the consumer experienced when they believe they were otherwise covered by insurance. So in most cases, the harmed consumer is never repaid and the money was illegally stolen through unlicensed insurance fraud. SB 1040 seeks to change this by granting the insurance commissioner with the authority to order restitution to consumers. So I just wanna, again, just make it easier for victims of insurance scams to get back the money they lost. Again, I just want to thank the chair and her staff for the work on this bill and look forward to continued collaboration with interested stakeholders as this bill moves forward to the process. I respectfully ask for an aye vote on this measure. And here virtually with me today as well is Mr. Robert McHenry, a California consumer living in San Jose who was victimized by an unlicensed seller of insurance, to briefly share your story. Thank you again for your consideration, members.
Thank you, Commissioner. You've convinced me. Mr. McHenry.
Yes, sir.
You may begin.
Good morning. My name is Robert McHenry, and I am a small business owner from San Jose, California. In January 2019, I paid $3,658 for insurance coverage for my business from someone that I believe to be a licensed insurance agent. In March 2019, after not receiving a copy of an insurance policy and having my business license suspended because of this, I contacted the California Department of Insurance for assistance. Through the department's investigations, I learned that the person I paid the money to was not a licensed insurance agent, and that he had stolen my money. The unlicensed agent was criminally prosecuted for stealing from me and other individuals. However, I have not received financial compensation for money that was stolen from me. I support AB 1040 because it would enable the California Department of Insurance to seek financial restitution for victims such as myself. Thank you.
Two witnesses in support, which will be shortly followed by witnesses in opposition. We're going to come into the Senate chamber. If there's anybody in the gallery wishing to support this measure, it looks like there is no one. I will now go to witnesses waiting to testify on the teleconference service. Moderator, will you please prompt individuals waiting to testify in support of SB 1040?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If you would like to testify in support of SB 1040, please press 10 at this time. AT&T operator will quickly give you your line number and then place you back into the queue. Again, please press 10 for public testimony for SB 1040. Thank you. As a final reminder, please press 10 at this time if you would like to testify in support for SB 1040. Nobody is queuing up, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Moderator. We'll move now to witnesses in opposition. We will recognize first the Senate gallery. If there's anybody in the gallery wishing to speak against SB 1040, seeing no one, Mr. Moderator, please open the phone lines for witnesses in opposition to SB 1040.
If you would like to express opposition for SB 1040, please press 10 at this time. 10 if you would like to testify in opposition to SB 1040. Nobody is queuing up, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Moderator. We'll close public testimony on SB 1040. We'll open up to the floor for members to make a motion for approval for this bill.
Motion to approve.
Senator Archuleta and Senator Bates both make a motion. Madam Chair, would you like to close?
First of all, thank you. I want to thank the Insurance Commissioner, Ricardo Lara, as well as the Department for sponsoring this bill, and I respectfully ask for an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you. The bill's been moved by Senator Archuleta. The motion is due pass, but first amend and refer to the Senate Judiciary. Mr. Consultant, please call the roll.
Rubio.
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Jones.
Aye.
Jones, aye. Archuleta.
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Bates. Bates, aye. Borges. Dodd. Dodd, aye. Glazer, Hueso, Hueso, aye. Hurtado, Hurtado, aye. Melendez, Portantino, Portantino, aye. Roth, Roth, aye. Bill has 9 votes.
Put it on call.
We're going to put that bill on call, but that concludes all the bills that need to be presented. The chair will take over the remaining of the meeting.
Thank you, Vice Chair Jones. We're now nearing the end of our hearing, and we have several bills on call. If all members could please return to the hearing immediately, we can finish lifting the call here today. Mr. Consultant, please lift the call on consent SB 1242 omnibus. Please call the roll.
Borges, Hurtado, Hurtado, aye. Melendez. Bill has 9 votes.
The bill has 9 votes. I will keep it on call. We'll now go on to SB 1040, Rubio. Mr. Consultant, please call the roll.
Borges, Glazer, Melendez.
Okay, I will be putting that back on call. Thank you. We are lifting calls once again for consent, SB 1242, Omnibus Bill. Consultant, please call the roll.
Borges, Glazer, Melendez. Bill has 9 votes.
The bill is 9-0. We will now move on to SB 1040. Bill SB 1242 is out, 9-0. We'll now move on to the next one, SB 1040. Rubio, consultant, please call the roll.
Borges, Glazer, Melendez. 9 votes.
The bill has 9 votes. That bill is out. Thank you to all the individuals who participated in public testimony today. If you were not able to testify today, please submit your comments or suggestions in writing to the Committee on Insurance or visit our website. Your comments and suggestions are very important to us, and we want to make sure it's recorded in the official record. Thank you for your patience and participation. The Senate Committee on Insurance is adjourned.